the Southern Sustainable Agriculture Working Group, Southern SOG for short, was established in the early 90s, back when the subject was mostly fodder for hippies. Keith Richards is a contract program coordinator.
Back then, it was the early days of sustainable agriculture, of the movement, and there were a few different emerging organizations in the southern United States that were beginning to see that their work was in parallel with each other. And so some of the leaders of those organizations got together and decided that they wanted an umbrella organization that would help bring their work together and help kind of foster the movement in the South.
20 years later, Southern SOG, with hundreds of associated organizations across 13 southern states, has assisted more than 10,000 farmers and cultivated good relations with state conventional soil conservation service and agriculture agents, accomplished with a very small staff. Jim Lukens, executive director, works with Julia Sampson, who serves as executive assistant for Southern SOG.
Our funding streams come from primarily three or four different streams of funding. We have federal funding. We also get private foundations to fund various projects, various portions of our work, and we get funding from individuals.
The federal money is delivered by USDA via Southern Risk Management Agency, Natural Resources Conservation Service, and Southern Sustainable Agriculture Research and Education Grants. Foundation funding is provided by the Jesse Smith Noyes, Kellogg, and Babcock Foundations. That mix of support, including individual contributions, allows Southern SOG to survive in a tough economy, while other sustainable ag groups like the ATRA Project saw dramatic cuts. Plus, Southern SOG has developed certain efficiencies, for example, training existing state and federal ag agents already working in the field. Keith Richards.
We train agency personnel like the NRCS, the Natural Resources Conservation Service personnel. They've been told now with new programs under the Farm Bill that they need to work with organic farmers more. So they don't have that experience in doing that. So that's where Southern SOG can step in, and we can work on a region-wide basis, and we can do trainings for those agency personnel so that they can now help those organic farmers better. So we feel like we reach 10,000 or more farmers through the work that we do, but we aren't the ones that are touching all those farmers. We're actually touching agency personnel. We're actually touching other organizations, and then they're doing the individual work with the farmers. So we act as a regional hub.
Southern SOG offers a wealth of information to both conventional and organic farmers, including virtual farm tours, a comprehensive professionally produced DVD series titled Natural Farming Systems in the South. Viewers learn planning through production of small-scale organic vegetable and flower farms, for example, pasture-based poultry, dairy, and beef operations. But equally important is bringing those products to the table, so marketing strategies aimed at sustainable consumers are also highlighted. Another critical spoke in the small but strong SOG wheel is Jean Mills, who operates out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, as program coordinator, but she's also organizer of the annual conference this year to be hosted in Little Rock. Keith Richards.
The thing we're known most for at Southern SOG is our annual conference. We've been doing it for 20 years. This will be our 21st year, and we move it around the region, all across the 13 states that we work in, but we've never been to Arkansas before. So in 2012, this year, January 18th through the 21st, we're going to be in Little Rock. For the first time, we're going to be in Arkansas. This conference has been the major watering hole for our whole movement, for all the people in the South that are working on sustainable food systems and sustainable agriculture. And it's just an amazing group of people who come to it. We've gotten over 1,200 people at the conference the last couple of years. It was in Chattanooga for the last 3 years. So we're really looking forward to having it in Little Rock. we get over 85 different experts who speak on different issues. We have over 65 different educational sessions at the conference, and it runs for 4 days. We have 5 field trips. We have several intensive sessions that are a day and a half long at the beginning of the conference that teach growers, for instance, how to use hoop houses and growing hoop houses. Other sessions are on advanced organics to teach them how to take it to the next level in organic production and marketing. And then in the last 2 days, on the 20th and 21st, we have 56 different hour-long or hour-and-a-half-long sessions running 8 concurrently at a time. And these, we just have people talking about everything under the sun, you know, renewable energy on the farm. Again, more production issues, how to better your soil, how to graze animals in rotational grazings using multi-species. We cover horticulture, we cover animal livestock, we cover fruits, we cover vegetables, and it's all being done by people who are experts out there doing it. We don't bring in just somebody who's just studied this. What we're known for is really having people who are on the ground, farmers who've been farming organically 25 years are often many of our speakers, or community food systems workers who have actually gone out there and started community gardens and worked in schools to bring more local food into their schools. So we really pride ourselves in having bringing together a great group of people who are doing this work across the South and then sharing that work with 1,200 other people.
Julia Sampson says conference field trips are a total highlight.
We have 5 field trips scheduled for the Arkansas area. 1 field trip is to Arkansas Natural Produce. That's the farm of Jay and Deanna Fulbright. And Jay Fulbright used to be on the Southern SOG Board of Directors. But they have an amazing farm spread there with hoop houses and greenhouses. They probably got 15, 20 greenhouses. They sell to local businesses and restaurants. They sell to the Peabody and Chef Andre there at the Peabody. They sell to Whole Foods in Little Rock. They've got an amazing operations of greens and flowers. It's wonderful. In addition to the field trips, one of our featured speakers this year will be Will Allen. And Will Allen had been coming to our conference for about 10 years. However, in the last 3 years, he's gone into this status of being a rock star almost since he won a MacArthur Award, the Genius Grant. And he's planning to be at our conference and conduct one of the special sessions before the conference in addition to another session. So Will Allen, retired basketball player turned farmer, will be there to teach all kinds of things about vertical farming and vermicomposting, etc.
And the field trips often make the strongest impression.
I can remember having an attendee at our annual conference who went on a field trip and saw an apple orchard and exactly a disease problem that was going on in that apple orchard. Well, he recognized that that very same thing was happening in their brand new orchard, which was an orchard attached to a food bank outside of Texas, in Texas area. He saw that and he was able to go home and apply the organic principles to save that apple orchard because he had been on a field trip at Southern SOG and actually saw that disease in process.
A food bank that grows a portion of its own produce organically? That's revolutionary. Southern SOG on occasion breaches regional boundaries with USDA funding, one time taking a group of rural Georgia stakeholders and leaders to learn about rural economic development in Wisconsin. Keith Richards.
And we took this group of people, which included several farmers, included a co-op extension agent, included one of their bankers from this county. We went up and we visited several farms and we looked at several projects that were going on in Wisconsin. And since then, this county has become a leader in sustainable agriculture and in local food systems. They have gotten all kinds of initiatives where farmers are working together cooperatively, where they're selling their products locally, where they've started farmers markets, where they're doing things that they learned in Wisconsin.
But Southern SOG is also working in the heart of the machine, educating federal lawmakers about the need for bills, including the Local Farms, Food, and Jobs Act, that seeks to expand federal farm bill programs to support local and regional farm and food systems.
One of the things that we realize that is a barrier to sustainability is policy. A lot of the policies that we have locally, statewide, and federally are sometimes not encouraging of farmers to be more sustainable or of our food system to be more sustainable. So we realize that we need a component to do some type of advocacy and education around policy issues. So we help bring people together both at our conference and also throughout the year to talk to each other about some of these issues. We highlight special initiatives that are going on in Congress and let people know about laws or federal legislation that's coming up and how they can give input on it so that they make it more lean towards favoring sustainability.
But what sets Southern SOG apart, Keith Richards says, is its diversity.
One of the basic tenets of Southern SOG that we were set up with is to have diversity in almost everything we do. I mean, you go back to we were founded at the Highlander Center, and there's cultural diversity. There's diversity across different economic spheres. There's diversity across the states. There's diversity within the types of farmers that we work with. And we found that this is really a strength of Southern SOG. So when you go to our conference, you'll see that it's not like your normal conference. It's not just a black farmers conference, or it's not just a white farmers conference, or it's not just a farmers conference for people who are doing, you know, big row crops. It's a conference that brings together African-American farmers, Caucasian farmers, Hispanic farmers, and all these other community groups that are working with those farmers, too. So they all come and they all can learn from each other and they can feel like one big community. And that's what's we've been told that's what makes our conference special and Southern SOG special, is it makes it feel like we're a welcoming community for everyone.
And you can get a sense of Southern SOG's prevailing diversity just by glancing. Details about Southern Sustainable Agriculture Working Group can be found on the web, including registration for the annual conference. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.